I think Stuart and I went for the interview thinking, yeah, this is a big club, this could really take off. Within being here just the pre-season, you realise that the club eventually would be a football league club, and who wouldn't turn down that opportunity? It's also, and I know it sounds a bit boring, but it's also a terrifically run club. A very, very professionally run club. Most, non-league clubs are run by some fly-by-nights who put money in here and there. This is just about the fans, this club, and the people running it are aware of that with every decision they make. No major decisions made without the confidence of the fans. And having said that, the chairman and the board of directors allow me to manage. They never interfere with the football. Every time I've gone to them and said, I need to improve this, I need some more money to get this, they've always found it, and hopefully we haven't abused that too much. I'm, like all good managers, I've overspent this year again, and it's a tribute really to the way the whole club's run. I'm here as a temporary custodian, and the players are all, here for a short period of time, and hopefully longer. What we are trying to do, is to make sure that we can have a bit more continuity in the next couple of years, and that'll mean going younger rather than older. And by that I don't mean to say we're going to get young boys and say, oh well, don't expect us to do anything, they're young. I'll get the best young boys in the area and the best young boys available to us, boys that can stay with us for 4 and 5 years, because that's what the club needs now. So
do you think that's going to be easier now that Woken are out and maybe having to reach some patients in one being division?
Yeah, well, I'm disappointed Woken are out. That would have been a couple of great games, Woken or Barris, and no-brainer, really. I think we've got more pulling power than nearly every club around here, so when I sit down with players and we invited one or two along today, which I won't tell you the names, but it ain't rocket science where you look around and think, actually this ain't too bad, is it? It's a full out, it's a nice pitch, we try and play, and second half I think, and that pleased me today that we didn't end on it wasn't an anti-climax. Second half we come out, I thought Kendi was MOM today. I thought the goal he got was fantastic, and it took me back to how he started the season off. So we just got to get the boy fit, because he's not fit enough. And I looked at one or two of mine, we've got to be fit much stronger next year.
Got big squad, Terry, there's obviously going to be the need to take a few
hours. Oh yes, we have to. If I'm saying to you that we need to strengthen, and in a number of departments, then obviously we've got to make some room for that.
When's that going to happen?
That won't happen until after all the celebrations and after our dinner and dance.
So that'll be about Wednesday week. Actually, Paul Fairclough, who, as you know, used to be the bank manager, always said that the Conference was a sophisticated league with sophisticated players in it. Is there something that you particularly agree with?
He's always used bigger words. He's a school teacher. What do I call it? Sophisticated? I don't know. I think it's one of the things I do want to get in any report, which I've got to say, is it's vitally important that the supporters enjoy the journey. It's about the journey. It's not just about getting in the Football League, is it? And, going up to places up north and struggling on cold Tuesday nights. It's about the journey. And what a fantastic 7 years they've had. And I would love to put some silverware on the table from non-league. I would love to become the best non-league club in the country for 1 or 2 years. Now that might mean you didn't go up the first year, but you've done well in the trophy and you've done well in the FA Cup. And I'd love us to enjoy that journey. And I wouldn't think that 10 years would be too long to wait for us to get up.
Is it a big step up in standard from this?
It really is. I've just been watching about another 6 or 7 games in the last month, and the difference is, even in the physique, I looked at
a lot of league experience.
Yeah, there is that, and and there'll be more.
Not big anymore, is it?
No, there'll be more so now. I mean, I'm not joking. My phone has not stopped ringing with agents from last Saturday, and I've literally got about 20 appointments to sit down with agents and just talk about what they've got in their book, who they think can improve it. And it's not necessarily a case of nailing down people early on, because the ones I really want, I want to go in the Football League, and I need them to not get taken up by people, because there's going to be too many players for too little places.
We've seen a lot of money spent, haven't we? Called Kedwell on main recently.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to have to get a team?
I don't think we need to, really. I've got one or two players that I would like to play a small fee for. They're players in the lower leagues. And to be honest, what you're talking about once they go higher is, can you pay the wages? Because a lot of players will be looking for clubs that were getting, you know, 1,200 and 1,300, and they ain't going to get them next year, not just at this club, but any club. They're not going to get those.
Yeah. What Wrexham and Stevenage did earlier this year in the conference was they actually took a load of league players from like the lower leagues. Is that something you might be looking into?
I would always prefer a hungry youngster to an experienced pro. Don't worry, you've got to get the balance right, and we're aware of that. And we'll be getting some one or two quality players in, but what I loved today was to be able to bring two subs on in Chris Hussey and Sam, who are capable of changing the game, who are only going to get better and better and better. They're 21 years old. And we need more of those type of players.
You've got a figure in your mind for how many?
Well, to start with, players, you mean?
New players.
No, I'm trying to work between 18 and 20 players. And at the moment, I've got a ridiculous squad at the moment, because we loaded up at the end of the year. But I've got a mind of 18 to 20.
Harry, you've been at other clubs, obviously. Is there something special about this club in terms of the history and the recent history?
I do think there is a parallel between this club and Aldershot, in as much as they both lost their clubs.
Yeah.
And that really does clarify the mind to almost say, we don't even care if they win anymore, we just want our club back. I think it gives both clubs a bit more patience.
Yeah.
And our fans have been very, although we won the league playing at times good football, we've also played some bloody awful football.
Yeah.
And been dire, and during those times they haven't got on players' backs.
As a manager, does it make any sort of difference that the club is owned by the supporters
I think it does, because and it will be more difficult to maintain, because this is literally run by volunteers.
Yeah.
It is, you know, everybody in the office is volunteers. It's two or three paid staff, isn't it? And that, unfortunately, will have to change, just by the nature of the thing. Is it possible for the boys to go drinking in Wimbledon Common if we won the conference? Yes, it is. We'd still enjoy that. They're a very civilised group here. They're not a load of lunatics.
Yeah.
You know, look at them today. Police stay off the pitch. They stayed off the pitch. It makes it fantastic. Yeah, but it does. It makes a thing. And everybody gets a chance for us to celebrate with them and us to, you know, cheer them.
Do you think the players feel it at all, that it's a fan club, it's a fan-owned club? Are they aware of the history?
I think Ivor and Eric do a great job on that. Prior to any player signing, they get a booklet with our history. They all know what this club's about. They all know not to mention Milton Keynes. They know all the things they need to know. That's part of our induction course when we have the boys.
One thing you mentioned about youth players. So is there any likelihood that you're going into the football conference for the reserves?
I think it's something we might have to look at next year, and it's definitely when we go full time. That's a must. To move into a midweek league. But we're not at that stage where I'm probably looking, this is something that might be of value, I'm looking to work with about 12 full-time players next year, probably the youngest ones, out of the 18 and or 20, and 8 boys who are senior players who have jobs, because we're not at a stage where I want to be getting rid of players if they're really good enough and they have good jobs and supplement their income. So, you know, we're not really going to be able to play a 30-year-old man with a a mortgage and that money. You know, we're not paying the 8s, 9s and 1,000s. But that won't stop us doing well.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, I think that's it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Well done.